Critical Drinking. I'm Kevin Regan.
I'm Tyler Subsky.
And this is the podcast where we drink beer, we watch movies, and we talk about them. We are joined by special guest...
Mike Bullier.
There it is. Mike has flown in from Austin, Texas, just to join us today. I wish.
Yeehaw.
It'd be a cooler story if that was true.
Well, yeah.
Today, this is Critical Drinking, episode 73. We're watching Solaris. The 1972 version, not the shitty 2002 Clooney remake. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's shitty. So we're watching Solaris, and we're talking top five Stranded in Space movies. I've sort of been reading, and this movie seems like it applies, so it could potentially be on the list. But I've wanted to see this for a long time. I've owned it for like 3 years and never watched it, because the reason... is because I don't often have a spare 2 hours and 46 minutes just lying around to watch this movie. It is 2 hours and 46 minutes. Yeah. So it's quite a an undertaking, I think.
And it's in Russian.
So it is lovely subtitles. 2 hours and 46 minutes
we're
of
gonna
subtitles.
We're going to be reading an entire book.
Yeah,
basically.
Seriously. Yeah, the companion novel's actually 800 pages long. just word for word, the movie script. So, I wanted to watch this, and Tyler agreed, and Mike agreed whether he liked it or not.
I'm just here, man.
That's right, because it's widely regarded as one of the like best sci-fi movies of all time. It's a Soviet Union product, but at the time in '72, I guess American or Western sci-fi was considered pretty like shallow and just surface level, and if you think about the old like Star Trek show, you can kind of get the it's a spaceship and aliens, and then we have sex with the aliens, and then the episode's over.
So it's deep.
So this is
there's no sex with the aliens.
I don't know about that. I don't know if there is. No spoilers on whether there is sex with aliens.
Not sex, but they do like to defecate on the aliens.
Oh. Yeah, that's
eyebrows. So
yeah. Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. That's
lungs
what I meant by
stuff.
That's what I meant by deeper. You know, it comes from real deep.
Yeah.
Just the product of a really great mind writing this is, you know.
Should have gotten that from my parents to watch this movie.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Terrible.
That's right. So this movie, apparently, so we're not watching the 2002 shitty Clooney version. It would have been more convenient, though. It's about half the runtime.
It really is. I think it's 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's like half the runtime. But I heard it was terrible. I've never seen it. But also everyone else proved that it was terrible because on a $47 million budget, it made $14 million domestic.
$47 million in 1972.
No. The Clooney
version.
Yeah.
The Clooney version.
Jesus. Yeah. So it made overall worldwide. It made 30. So it
didn't
lost.
Even recoup.
It lost $17 million, which I bet is close to what they fucking paid Clooney.
That's what they paid Clooney again.
So he was all overhead. They wasted their money on Clooney.
Could have hired anyone else.
So this movie, to answer your question, Mike. This movie was made for 1 million, whatever Soviet Union funny money is called, which is about, Tobes, which is about $829,000 in 1972, which by my calculations, just you know, off the top of my head, is about $4.8 million in today's dollars.
Gotcha. It's a low budget film.
No idea how much it made, but Wikipedia says that this movie was released in 5 theaters in the Soviet Union.
Total?
5 theaters. But somehow among those 5 theaters, it sold 10.5 million tickets.
Wow.
That's 2 million tickets per theater. How many...
That is communist math right there.
How many people do you have to run through that theater and for how long to
you
show it?
Required to go see the film. That's why. Yeah. The whole country had to go.
How many people were in Russia at the time? Oh, yeah, that's right. There were about 10.5 million around those theaters. Yeah, that's crazy. But you know, that's sort of the story of this movie, so I'm excited to watch it. And then top five Stranded in Space movies. We kind of pared that down from just top five space movies, which I thought made it easier to choose 5. You, Tyler, thought it was harder.
Yeah, I guess I haven't seen a lot of Stranded in Space movies. So My top five is going to be cool.
Sweet. I mean, there is one. There's a movie called Lost in Space.
I don't think I've seen
that's
that.
A good one. That's easy. There's actually a movie called Stranded in Space.
Oh,
so if you want to choose both of those, yeah, those are obvious choices. Yeah.
They're both starring Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, that's right. Those are both obvious choices. Yeah. No, that's Space Cowboys.
That's the one.
That's also one.
That's the one.
That's also a good one. It's also a good Stranded in Space movie. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would say we should probably just get the fuck to it.
Yeah.
We got 2 hours and 46 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is that this is one of the greatest sci-fi movies of all time, and we're about to watch it. The bad news is it's 2 hours and 46 minutes, and it's in fucking subtitles.
Yeah.
But other than that.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be
hard. Because I'm going to be drunk reading. I'm not going to just say a fucking thing that's happening.
So speaking of that, we'll let our guest go first. Mike, how many beers will you be consuming during this movie? You're drinking 16-ounce Guinnesses, by the way.
This is my second one. I'm going to say
three. All right. And you got to be somewhere later.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. Mike can't get drunk, I guess.
TK?
During the film, I think I could do 9.
Yeah, that's like one every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not unreasonable.
Not that bad, yeah.
And I'm going to do 8 just because I want to hit 9, but I want to be an overachiever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to one-up you and say I did better compared to my goal. Percentage-wise, I was better than you.
I'm going to do 23.
Double planning right there.
So we're going to get on with it. We're going to go watch Solaris. We'll see you in 2 hours and 46 minutes, and we're probably going to be slurring our words a bit more than we are already. So we'll see you soon. I don't know what's up there. To Critical Drinking. We just watched all 2 hours and 46 minutes of Solaris. Add in there a couple minutes for figuring out how the fuck to get the subtitles going.
Yeah.
And we probably watched a 3 hour plus movie.
At least.
Drinkathon. And we did a good job.
Mm.
First things first. You said 9.
I hit nine and a half. I got nine and a half.
You were on your 10th when the movie said the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like I said,
you beat your 10th.
I hit 9 because I said 8, but I hit 9. I was done with 9 before the end.
Fantastic.
So, one thing we should note is that Mr. Michael had to leave for an engagement because he got word that he had to make a presentation that he was not expecting tonight and had no idea what the fuck he was going to say. So
truth.
He had to sort of, like, leave.
It's young Liam Neeson.
But he totally loved it.
He did.
He loved this movie.
Loved this movie. And
he couldn't have raved about it more for the 30 minutes he was watching.
One of the best movies of all time.
Pretty sure that's what
I think that's what he said when he left.
Yeah, I heard it. So let's talk about this movie. It was weird. It was tough. It was a grind to get through. There was a lot of unnecessary footage.
I can imagine even if you spoke Russian, you would still not really understand what the fuck happened.
So I don't know what Russian cinema was like around this time. No idea what the Soviets were putting out as far as, you know, musicals and comedies and stuff.
The Battleship Potemkin.
Yeah, right. Not sure what they were putting out. So this may have been great for the time. And I can definitely see how this asked some questions and posed some, like, situations and, you know, did a lot of these sort of things that, like, probably broke ground at the time to be like, hey, open your mind. This is what, you know, we can do movies about. But we have so vastly improved upon this, I think, since then, that it's tough to get through. Like, I get where, like, for instance, I get where it you see scenes and you're like, I feel like 2001 probably got something from this. Like, I see where it could have been influenced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2001 was, what, 70, like, later in the 70s?
This was 72 or whatever. It's like, okay, I get where that could have been influenced by it. I get where a lot of these other movies could have been influenced by it, but a lot of these other movies built on it and did, like...
a better job.
A better job, because this was just so fucking vague. There was just like, hey, let's ask a question, and then let's have 6 minutes of no speaking.
Yeah.
And just scenery shots. You're driving down the street of, I don't know, maybe Tokyo?
Yeah.
Maybe Russia? We don't know. And you have 6 minutes of movie for your thoughts. We call them the, traditional Russian drinking breaks. Mm-hmm. But assuming that's not what they were convenient for that. Mm-hmm. But assuming that's not what they were, there was a lot of this. Like, I get why they trimmed this down to 1.5 hours.
Easy.
Like, 90 minutes, no question.
I could have cut this movie in a quarter.
Yeah. You could have cut this very movie with all of its footage down at least an hour. At least. So that would have made it an hour and a half or whatever.
I think I could do this movie in 30 minutes. There's not a lot.
This could be a sitcom.
There really isn't a lot to it.
Yeah.
Like, in theory, like a modern, space age people as we are, we could have understood the theories in this movie within about 10 minutes.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, did they break ground in Russia doing something of this sort of intelligent thinking, like of like awareness and things like that? Were they blowing minds, or were they just going, oh my God, this is 2 hours and 46 fucking minutes?
Yeah.
The last half hour dragged the longest, by the way. Yeah. The longest.
No, I feel like the whole movie is really long, yes. But we only realized the last half hour was taking so long is because we had already met our drinking.
Yeah, right.
And we were like, when does this fucking end?
Let's
and
go.
We had another half hour left.
Right. Jesus. And then I checked back what felt like an hour later, and there were still 20 minutes left in the movie. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was... even like the concepts in the movie didn't seem too sci-fi to me. It just seemed... I can't even explain it. It wasn't like... I felt like, oh, cool. I felt like, all right.
Yeah.
That's it. I didn't feel like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, like, not to compare. I mean, I guess there's a film of the same era, the 70s. Yep. And I was like, the end of that movie, I was like, fucking shit, crazy.
Yeah.
And like, oh my any God, other
he's a
movie.
Body snatcher this whole time?
This movie, I was like, okay. And it wasn't just because it was in Russian, it could have been in English the whole time, and I still would have felt the same way.
Yep. Totally.
It was just boring and like long drawn out shots for the point of having long drawn out shots.
Yeah.
There was no use to them. It was just they were there to make it longer. It made it look maybe prettier.
Yeah, but there wasn't any substance I felt like in those.
No.
Like,
it didn't give anything.
You know how, like, so at the end of 2001, Kubrick does like the 10 minute flying through space scene. There's substance to that because you've like got the vibe. And even if you haven't felt the entire movie, like, going through that, there's this sort of element of where are we going, like, what's going on, because he set the stage for that. But this just felt like we're looking at a pond, but is that pond, are they trying to pretend that's the Solaris, like, ocean that's supposed to be this sentient being? Okay, we get that in 2 seconds. Like, and then there's 40 seconds of pond. And then the Solaris pond, there's like, it was a character. It was like the ocean is sentient. It's fucking with us. Or are we fucking with us? Like, that's where the sci-fi stuff sort of comes in. Like, is the planet fucking with us? Are we fucking with ourselves? What is reality? What's not? Yes, I get it. But the way that they sort of bore that out was a little... I don't know. It felt slow. It felt paced, but it felt paced for the wrong reasons. Like, there wasn't the substance to help dictate what pace they went at. They just went slow. And like, even every reaction felt like drawn out.
Yeah.
Like the audience is a bunch of people who are blinking for 4 seconds at a time and then opening their eyes for 2 seconds at a time. So it's like, you got to make a movie that within 6 seconds, you're looking at the exact same thing so that everyone can get it. Like, it could have easily been 90 minutes.
Yeah. And I think they were trying to set a Guinness Book of World Records for movie length.
Dude, it was for no reason. It was crazy, and so I read before the movie. I read that, you know, Tarkovsky or whatever his name is, the director, is known for his long takes. I didn't see any long takes here. I just saw single shots that were held a little too long.
Yeah.
Like looking at the pond.
Yeah.
And getting this guy's vibe and then just standing.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, there's what you could get in 2 seconds is drawn out to be like 12 seconds. And it's
even
like, you can get the vibe that you're going for as a movie maker mm-hmm. before that 5 second mark, let alone the 20 second mark that you hold it to. It's just like, I don't know. Did you have a lot of footage and the editor was paid by the hour? And so you're like, leave all that in. Don't cut that. Leave it all in because we're not paying you for it. Like, I don't know. It seemed overly drawn out for
no reason.
Unfortunately, not a good payoff.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a good reason for it to be this long.
Yeah. Even the twist that, yeah, like you said, there's no reason and the payoff was not worth it.
Right.
The end was supposed to be a twist. And it wasn't even twisty. You're just like, oh, wow.
Sort of be this mind fuck thing of like, oh, my God, look at us. And we're just like, God, get us out of here.
If that was all I wanted to do was it to be over. Yeah. And I didn't care how it ended.
Right.
And it ended. And I was like, great. It's over.
It's over. I need to pee. And then we need to go shit on this movie on podcast.
The whole time we were talking, like, I was like, I wish we'd picked a movie that we could fucking talk about, because this movie had nothing to talk about.
Because nobody talked.
There was very little dialogue.
2 hours and 46 minutes and probably 17 and a half minutes of dialogue.
Yeah, but actually that's probably right.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So bad.
I mean, I get it. Like, I get what they were going for. At least I feel like I do. If I missed it, maybe I'll read about it later and I'll be like, oh, I see what they were doing. But what I see this movie as is, I mean, I'm not upset I sat through it once, because now I understand and I can recognize some of the things that were in the later 70s, 80s, like sci-fi movies, right? But I'm unfortunately never going to watch this movie again. Like, unless someone dares me to, you know, how many beers can you drink in 2 hours and 46 minutes? I'll be like, here's our timer. It's Solaris. We start it, we start chugging, and then boom, we figure it out when it says the end. But there's no reason for me to watch it again unless I can find, like, the 1 hour condensed version on YouTube where it's like, hey, here's Solaris, minus all the pawn shots and all the unnecessary shots and all the swirling Solaris planet shots and things like that. So it's just one of those things where, like, I want to respect it, but I don't really feel like I have to like it.
I don't respect it and I don't like it.
Well, there you go. So
fuck,
I mean,
that movie.
Well, it was one of those, like it could have been anywhere. They happened to be on a space station, but nothing that happened while they were on the space station was because they were on a space station. It was just stuff. Like, they could have been at the house that they started in and had these apparitions and been like, this is the weird shit that the universe is doing.
The pond is doing this stuff to us.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it wouldn't have the gravitas, I get it, but, like, still. And it wasn't, I don't know. It also, it was sort of a Stranded in Space movie, but, like, he got back at the end. He got
Did
back.
Did he?
Yeah, remember? He was, ooh, are you trying to throw some other vague shit? You're
No, because he zoomed, they came out.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Yeah, he's still in space.
So my big problem with this, now that we've moved off of the, like, the sort of construction of the movie, my big problem is, well, actually, before we move off the construction of the movie, I have two other things to say. Number one, apparently, mesh is the fabric of the future, because there was a lot of mesh.
And
I know Russians love their mesh, but What I will say also is that there is 0% chance that leather is a fabric of the future. They all wore leather into space.
Chaps and
that
stuff.
Doesn't That's make great. Any fucking sense. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, Russia, you have cows, you can kill them. Like, I get it. That's what you got, Soviet Union. But you got to be realistic here. Like, we're not going to wear fucking... We're not going to wear fucking leather chaps and a jacket into space when we're in this infinite void and what we need is lightweight and flexible.
Truth.
The opposite of what leather is. Heavy, inflexible. You go like this in leather and it's like... I'm like, you know, trying to flex my arms together and stuff. And then also, you put on a leather jacket and you go, holy shit, that is heavy as fuck. Like, this is ridiculous. Anyway, so now that I've... you know, made my peace with that. I have a big problem with this movie. Like, I was into it the first 30 minutes. If it would have moved on after the first 30 minutes. I was into, like, hey, new technology. This conspiracy theory type thing about, you know, this guy goes up, sees something. No one believes him. But there's this, like, alien force. And alien in the sense of it's not human. And they are going to explore it. But what they basically say is, we're cutting off funding for this. We're not exploring this anymore. Then they cut and they show three crazy people up in space and they say, we're going to send you up there to go see what the crazy is all about. It could have been such a better movie if it was, hey, we're going to actually explore this, because what this guy says, while he may be nuts, we believe that other planet Solaris made him nuts. And we're going to go and investigate. And sort of like, remember that movie Sphere? With with Dustin Hoffman and Sharon Stone. And all that, like that, I wanted that to be the second half of the movie. Like, hey, there's something crazy going on. Let's go see what it is. But it wasn't. It was just, hey, let's go up here and see what all the crazy's about. The guy who's supposed to do that goes crazy. And then we end the movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So the other thing that I had a problem with is that, like, our you know, two, like, so we get through hour one, we end hour two. The 2 hour mark, there's like this situation that comes up where it feels like they're telling us this was all a dream. And that is the worst. Like, hey, you idiot audience, you just sat through this whole thing, but guess what? We made it up. It was all in your mind. Fuck you. Like, I have a big problem with movies like that, because that's such an easy out to just be like, oh, it was all a dream. It's in your imagination. It's your conscience. It's your conscience saying that this chick is coming back 4 times. It's your conscience doing this. And then you look around and you go, so what is real? And that's not a breakthrough of any reasonable movie making. That's a cop out. So I had a problem with that. And then I also had a problem that, you know, they tied it up so nicely in the end and then did the shocking ending or whatever. But the problem is, I wasn't sure, because of how vague and, like, the lack of dialogue, the lack of symbolism, the lack of, like, real storytelling. Like, what makes me give a shit about any of this? It was tough to give a shit about the ending, because you're like, oh, really? So that's all on Solaris? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You didn't go, oh, what? You went, yeah, whatever. Because that doesn't make any sense, but fuck it. Why not? Like,
yeah.
Like, what? He's still on there. He'll never leave Solaris. Like, great. Like,
you a little passive. You're just like, whatever.
Yeah. And so that's my feelings about the movie.
I didn't write anything down. I just know that I didn't like it.
That's fair.
At all.
You wrote it off real quick, too. Yeah. You were like, fuck this, quite a bit.
No, any movie, and I don't know why these movies, the fact that these movies are like, not these movies, but this movie specifically is like ranked one of the best sci-fi space movies or whatever you'd want to call it.
Yeah.
In terms of a category. Why? Like, what about it? Like, why would you even rank this as a great movie?
the fact that it draws on made me check out so quickly. And I don't know if that's just because I'm from, you know, quote unquote, I don't even know if I'm a millennial.
I think so.
Are we?
Like right on the cusp. You're what? 38, 39?
Yeah, close to it.
Yeah. No, so. you're a millennial.
I don't know if it's because of that, where I'm just like, I want my satisfaction quickly.
Yeah.
I want something of substance very, very fast. This movie just kind of drug on for no reason, in my opinion. Well, but there are a lot of movies of like that era where they're, we were talking and I was like, this is a lot like the movie with Donald Sutherland in it that we saw.
Invasion,
like,
of the Body? No. Don't Look Now?
Don't Look Now. Yeah. Where it just kind of drags on for no apparent reason, except for the fact that
it needs
the director
to
wanted to just fill some time, because whatever they were talking about didn't need to take that much time.
Right.
They just kind of wanted to fill it for no reason. I mean, I don't see the point. Well, I'll watch a movie now. It's an hour and a half long. It could have the same theme in it, and it's great.
Well, I'll watch a 2-hour and 46-minute movie if it's got the payoff, like it's worth it.
Yeah, I have nothing wrong with like the length of the film itself. Like, right, if it's got like something to catch my attention and keep my attention, great. Right. Like Braveheart, I don't know if it's 3 hours long, but I'll watch that movie, and it's not super action packed, but it's got a storyline.
Right.
This is like, cool, all right, like whatever. It just, I don't regret watching it, like you said. I'm not like sad I watched it. I don't feel like I wasted my time.
But you're never gonna watch it.
But again. I will never watch it again. Yeah. Like, it's, maybe that's what they intended.
Well, that's,
give me my $10 for my movie once.
Yeah,
and never watch it again.
But that's, I mean, that's the thing, is like, it's one of those that I kept wanting it to build, and I was like, I was paying attention closer to the end even more to get some cue that something was going to pay off.
Yeah.
Like that I was going to get this dramatic sort of cerebral type payoff. Like fuck my mind up. Like,
that's what I want.
Make me think about stuff. And it just, it was so vague. It presented you with something you could say like, oh, this is the conclusion I'm going to draw.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of this whole point, but like, it doesn't draw any conclusions, but also I feel like when it ends, it doesn't allow you to draw conclusions because it didn't do enough to build up enough like circumstance to where you're thinking, you're like, this is how it's gonna end, and then it stops and you're like, oh shit, like let's talk about this for an hour and a half, like this is so, like this is crazy. Like, I'll watch a 2.5-hour movie if it pays off. I'll watch, I don't have a good example.
No, I would endure 3 hours if it ended awesomely.
Yeah. Well, think about like the epic universe of like Star Wars, Star Trek, Alien, the ones we can't talk about, right? They have these massive universes, and so it can take 3 hours to, number one, get you into the universe, number two, explain how it works, and number three, then tell a story about what the characters are going through. I get that. But this movie didn't do that. It basically brought you in and said, here's the rough situation. Like, there's Solaris out there, and we're exploring it. Then you get plopped onto the ship, and I will argue you never explore Solaris.
You don't.
The only exploration that happened was the dude in the footage at the beginning giving his testimony saying, I saw this.
Yeah.
Nobody, like,
I even brought that up while we were watching. I was like, look out the window. All it is gray. Like, you don't see anything.
Right.
You don't see space. You don't see Solaris. You just see gray.
And maybe that was a...
Maybe that's the point.
Budget limitation.
It could be
like
budget.
That, right?
Could be, like, the point. Like, because the guy that landed was like, all he saw was fog. And then... saw somebody or maybe something.
Right. And he's like, yeah. There was not enough substance to it for me to really
grasp on anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wanted to, but couldn't. All right. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think we spent, you know, 25 minutes.
I'd love to spend like an hour on that, but I'd...
I know.
I don't want to waste my time.
So before we take a quick break, let's go into what we watched, but not what we watched for like the last I don't know, what's it been since like June since we did this? Not the last 6 months. Probably. Let's go the last 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks.
So for me, I saw La La Land. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was good. It was like a love story about LA and movies, like movies made in LA. Yep. It was a love story to that. Mm-hmm. So it was cool because obviously I'm here and it's fun to see, like, oh, hey, they're in Hermosa. Oh, they're at the fucking lighthouse. I've been there. I've gotten way drunk there.
Yeah.
I saw Passengers, which is one of the things that helped me kind of get in the mood for this type of topic, is like Passengers, lost in space, stranded in space, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just a romance novel I watched Going Clear again, which is that Scientology documentary, but I watched it because I started watching Leah Remini's Scientology. It's like, holy shit. And you guys live right down the street from the fucking Celebrity Center.
Like,
it's ridiculous. It's right there. So I drove by. I was like, oh my God, it's right there.
Yeah.
I'm right here. I could like touch it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I would recommend both of those if you haven't seen them. And then I watched after that. So I had a day of watching Leah Remini's 5 episodes that were there. Then I watched Going Clear again to just see the... Because it's the same... It's basically the
same
guys.
Same thing, yeah.
And then I watched a documentary about cults, or a cult, called Holy Hell, which is about like this free love cult in San Francisco. And it fucked me up. It was the weirdest thing. It was like weird as shit. It gave me the weirdest dreams. Never want to watch it again, but I'm going to be haunted by this weird dude. It's on Netflix. It's called Holy Hell. And it's so the premise is basically like this dude that's the movie maker, wanted to be a movie maker and then got into this group of, you know, equally agreeable people. Like they all wanted to get into this thing and he became the cinematographer because he, you know, was the guy that knew how to use a camera.
Cool.
And then it goes on like 20 more years and it's ridiculous. It's a straight up cult.
Was it intended straight to be up. Like that?
No.
So he just intended to document what they were doing.
Yeah. Like he was willing, you know, they were all willing participants, but that's the whole cult thing. It's like you're in something that you, it's like a brainwash sort of a weird, it's, I do recommend it, but I would watch it like at 6 p.m. when you get home and then watch something that's like a
lighthearted
bleach after that before you go to bed so that you don't have these weird fucked up dreams like I did. So that's what I watched. Hmm. What did you watch?
I watched Three Ninjas last night.
Yes.
We tried to watch Three Ninjas Kick Back, but it wouldn't load.
Ugh.
I watched Tremors.
Dude, you're watching all the classics.
I'm going back in time, man. We watched Wolf of Wall Street lately. I watched Predator.
Dude.
And Predators.
Mm.
Skip Predator 2 for some reason. I don't know why.
Everyone does.
I've seen Moana.
Yeah. I want to see that. How was it?
It's good. It's a good Disney flick. I enjoyed it. I actually did quite a bit.
The Rock was in it.
Mm. Yeah, he's a...
Dwayne Johnson. He sings.
Yeah,
he even sings.
He does sing, yes, once or twice.
Excellent news.
Saw Passengers like you did.
Yep.
And saw La La Land.
Yep.
I think that was about it.
Yeah.
Probably more stuff. I got Amazon Fire TV thing, so I would just watch movies all the time.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So your what we watched will be like 4 pages long next time we have this.
Yeah. I saw 13 Hours as well. Again.
13 Hours.
13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on something I have, and I'm going to eventually watch
it. It's okay. Yeah, I mean, it's like a Transformers-type movie with the same director. Ooh. What's his name? Ridley Scott?
No, Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Transformers. Same thing.
He does that, too?
Michael Bay, yeah. It's a Michael Bay movie.
And like 360 cam
shots. Yeah, it's the same, as Transformers, but it's entertaining.
I'm in now. I'm watching it right when I get home.
Ridley Scott? No, it's not Aliens.
So... you know, recently, there have been a lot of space-related movies. And Arrival, we have sitting here right on your coffee table. We have Passengers, which we both saw. There have been a lot of space movies recently. And so that's sort of what helped inspire this top five. This top five, though, is more is less of The Arrival, which would be like the theme of Independence Day and Arrival, and these people, like, you know, Mars Attacks, aliens coming to Earth.
Here, yeah.
This is more of people going into space, and regardless of what they find probably some sort of disaster, and then they're stranded for one or more moments of the time to be able to say, oh shit, this might be it. Like, I might die out here in space in the infinite beyond. The final frontier, as Star Trek says. But so we are going to take a quick break. But then we're going to come back and watch or and talk about. I've only had 10 beers. It's fine.
We're going to watch and talk.
We're going to watch talk about our top five stranded in space movies. This is something that, you know, we have a set of rules of, you know, the can't touch this list. So there are three trilogies that we're not allowed to, or three series, anthologies, whatever, that we can't talk about. Star Wars, Star Trek, Alien. Can't talk about any of the movies in any of those anthologies. And then I personally can't talk about Sunshine. Sunshine would have been my number one, but it won't be. Because I can't talk about it. It's on the Can't Touch This list. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with those rules, talking about our top five stranded in space. Drinking. It is now time for our top five stranded in space movies. These will be the movies where the top five amount of people are stranded in space.
Spouse.
You could argue that you and I right now are stranded in space.
I think we are.
We're stranded.
Our feet are off the ground currently.
Yep, they are.
We're
now
in space.
We're in space. We're definitely in space.
Space, by the way. Biggest fear.
Being stranded in space.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, that must be why it was sort of hard for you on this one.
I haven't seen a lot of these movies because my biggest fear is space. Because
you have no interest in seeing half of these movies.
No, space will make me diarrhea, so I generally don't watch these movies.
Yeah, I mean, space usually evacuates all of your fluids, but you're dead before you notice that you shit yourself. Most of the time. I've heard.
All these stupid movies.
I've heard.
Fuck space.
On that
That's
note,
my
let's
top
get into
five.
It.
Fuck space. All right, we're done.
Fuck space.
Have a great day.
All right, so let's just roll right into it. We can maybe get this episode in under an hour. What's your number five on top five
Don't
stranded
start with
space
me.
Movies?
Jason X.
It's not. Is it? It's not.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely your top five. All right.
Yeah. Next.
Explain.
Oh, yeah. It's Jason in space.
Okay.
They're on a spaceship. They're stranded in space. Jason's there killing them. So, top five, stranded in space.
I'm pretty sure if you...
Caveat, I haven't seen a lot of space movies. So, Jason X is one of those that I've seen.
I'm pretty sure if you say Jason in space next, you've explained the movie. As long as you've seen...
Yeah, any
13.
One of them. It's like camp in space. Camp space? Space camp in actual space.
Space camp.
And they get killed in space.
There you
and
go.
And he's got a metallic mask instead of a regular Jason mask.
You know, because
it's like
space
mask.
Yeah,
it's he's got to breathe in space.
It's a space mask.
Yeah, he's got a space head mask.
But
have you seen it?
I have. Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah. Like, he walks around and then goes into, like, an airlock and shoots out into, like, space. But then he's just Jason in space. Like, literally in space.
Yeah, because he doesn't
and
need to
fine.
Breathe.
And he's fine. He doesn't need to breathe.
No.
He's Jason. He's apparently superhuman at this point. Number 10.
He has been. Since 1.
Since 1.
Since Jason 1.
All right.
Since Jason, when his mom killed
him. Well, he definitely knows then. He definitely knows.
Yeah. How did he get into space? I don't remember.
Airlock, shoot him out. They shot him and he's like doing this. But then he's like, fuck you. I'm going to come back to the ship because I can swim in space. I'm going to swim back to the ship. And I'm going to murder you guys a second time. A second time. That's I'm holding
you guys
up.
Were dead.
Two.
You came alive like in Solaris. coming back a second time.
Second time.
To take you down again.
That's right.
Get you shot guys... out in space again, come back a third time. It's Solaris again.
It's a Solaris.
It's Solaris. It's actually, this movie is Solaris.
Yeah. It's Jason X. Solaris.
I think Jason Laris. Jason Solaris. Yeah.
You all get Got it. You get it. I feel like everyone.
You guys need to see Solaris to get the reference, but it's fine.
It's no only deal. 2 hours and 46 minutes.
No big deal. Jason, if you watch easy
2:46.
If you watch Solaris and Jason X in a row, it'll only be 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, you got Jason in space. I feel like we talked about it longer than the movie actually is.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. My number five. I feel like it's a stranded in space movie, but it's almost a trip through space time movie.
Jason X?
No, it's 2001: A Space Odyssey. I feel like there is a part of it that is stranded in space.
Yeah.
Which is the Hal scenes where Hal is reading lips and Hal strands whatever the fucker's name is out and won't open the door to get his little pod back in. But then he does, and then they. You know, spoiler alert, they shut Hal down and whatever. They're fucking idiots.
Mm-hmm.
But that is such a haunting scene that it dominates the movie for me, even though it's only really like 20 minutes of the movie.
That whole movie, that is freaky to me.
Yeah. So it's really a journey through space-time, but that part of it made me want to put it on my list, so I put it as my number five.
Mm-hmm.
So my number four is a true homegrown, original stranded in space movie. It's called Event Horizon.
I've never seen it.
I've put it on every list I can. I love this movie. Event Horizon, basically you go out, you find the point where your captain turns into an evil person. It's scary as shit. It's suspenseful as shit. But it's also about stranding you in space because, you know, what's he going to do when he... when he's evil, he's going to shut the fucking ship down. And what are you going to do? You're going to die is what you're going to do. That's your only option. Unless unless you fight back a little bit. But that's like not towards the end. Not until the end. But it's an epic, epic movie. I've put it on so many lists. I feel like I don't need to say much more about it other than remember they're stranded in space up there. So that's why it's on my list. Number four. Your number four.
Was Event Horizon the movie where the guy took his helmet off in space and his head froze?
You know who else is in Event Horizon?
Who?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, you know what else is in? Biker Boys.
Biker Boys. We were watching
that. Yeah, that's a great movie. There are a lot of parallels between Biker Boys and Solaris, actually. With the leathers and the leather.
It's a lot of leather. Motorcycles, I feel like they ride. Space motorcycles?
Space they cycles. Ride those a lot in, of chaps.
Let's just make Solaris sound way better than it really is. Yeah. Like a lot of space chains, motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
Like space fist fights.
Dads that you don't know your dad. There's like a weird like paternal thing.
It's a space thing.
I don't know.
It's a space thing. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't need to see the movie to... just don't watch it. Don't worry about it.
So, but you were right. The movie you're thinking of is Sunshine, which I can't put on my my list. Where he's trying to zoom himself across, he takes his mask up or he opens his eyes. No, that's not the one you're thinking of.
There's one where a guy takes his helmet off and his head freezes instantly.
Yeah,
I'm thinking.
Does it explode?
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking it has something to do with Event Horizon.
Mm.
But
could be.
May or may not. Yeah. Because I don't
know. Oh, wait. That is Event Horizon. I've never not seen Sunshine. It. That is Event Horizon. Where he... No, that's Sunshine.
No. It's not Sunshine. I've seen Sunshine.
I'm arguing with myself inside my own head. Let's just assume it's Event Horizon. You're number four.
I haven't seen it. So that's great. May or may not have seen it. My number four...
I'll give you my Blu-ray that you can never play. Except on your Xbox when you bring it down here.
It's right there.
Inside.
We should play... 2001 is on my list, number four. Right, we already talked about it. So, that whole Hal thing fucked with me.
Yeah.
Hal, like, a computer fucking with you scares the shit out of me.
Yep.
And that's what I thought my number three was going to be.
Yep.
Was Passengers. My number three is Passengers. I thought it was going to be a lot like 2001.
Yeah.
So, this is spoilers like crazy. So, if you're going to watch the movie, heads up, spoilers coming. So I thought the movie was going to be like a lot like machines taking over the ship and like fucking with people because that's the way the previews were. It was like, we're up for a reason.
Oh, God, yeah.
Someone's fucking with us.
The ship woke us up.
Is for some reason. But that's not exactly at all. That's not even close to what happened in the movie.
In fact, the opposite.
Yeah, it was just a couple malfunctions and like accidents happened and now you're awake, except for one girl's awake because of Chris. What Pratt needs to have sex with someone.
He needs to bone someone. It's been a year, dude.
Yeah.
So much not lady you can look
exactly.
at.
Exactly.
You know what's surprising? You know what surprised me the most about that movie?
Took a year for him to do it?
That her glass cover was so clean after a year.
Yeah, he just...
You'd think he'd just be jerking all over it, dude. He was so hard for her. He was so hard for her.
She wakes up, she's like, why is it so foggy in here? It's like moist in my thing, Majin.
You could still see through it. Like, he must have cleaned that on the reg. Like, yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's true. But I thought that movie was going to be more of a mind fuck. Like, something's fucking with them and they got to figure it out or they're going to die.
Yep.
It turned out it was just a bunch of accidents. And it made me sad.
Which
it
is
was more
less
of a
cool.
It was a love
story. Way less cool.
It was a love story.
It was a romance novel in space.
And I didn't like it. It was Titanic in space. And it was not my deal.
Yep.
Not a big fan,
but
actually.
But it is still your number three.
It's my number three because I watched
it in this category. It was good, though. Like, it's still a...
They are stranded in space. It's still kind
of
creepy.
You know, if you're a hopeless romantic, I mean, maybe you get something out of
it. Gotta love love in space.
And, hey, listen. If you're looking for Chris Pratt with his shirt off, you get it. If you're looking for Jennifer Lawrence in a unzipped-ish one-piece swimsuit, you get it.
Yeah, you do.
So,
a bunch of moles too. You get a bunch of moles.
I'm just saying, like, you get what you need if you're looking for those too.
Very sexy movie.
Very sexy.
My number three is Jason X. Wait, I just set my number three.
Jason X is number five.
It's all of them.
Jason X, not Jason X. Yeah, back off, man. I gotta go for my number three.
Just kidding.
So your number three was Jason, Passengers.
Mm-hmm.
My number three is a little different. It's a little different Stranded in Space because part of why I wanted to do this top five Stevie Wonder style originally was because I saw Arrival and I thought it was awesome. And I was like, I want to do movies about like space time.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my buddies correctly pointed out that literally every movie in the world takes place in space-time. And I said, yes, you're totally correct.
I hate buddies like that.
Space-time is among us.
All time.
We are traveling through space-time as we speak.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be traveling through space-time. The people who are listening to it are going to be traveling through space-time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That being said, time travel like space and wormholes and like that whole thing kind of like got my juices flowing. Then I saw Passengers and I was like, let's do Stranded in Space because it's a little more narrow of a category. We don't have to like go out on these huge tangents. Mm-hmm. So I still think that this applies to Stranded in Space. It is Interstellar.
Mm-hmm.
Interstellar by Chris Nolan. Loved it. Felt a way that I have not felt in a movie in a long time. And at two separate times, you feel like they're stranded because when they first go through the wormhole, the idea is you're definitely never coming back, like ever, like for sure. Like we can prove that you're never coming back. And then, you know, when he gets into the little bookcase area at the end, like, yeah, he's in the bookcases. He's stranded in the bookcases.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
God. It's okay.
Spoiler alert.
You didn't really spoil
Dude,
shit.
It's great.
Like, I don't know what's
it's
happening.
It's great. I love it. It's a very cool depiction of like potential wormholes, but then it has like the Hollywood comforter over it to where like towards the end, like it makes you feel like it's not just scientific. It's like it makes you feel too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of wrapping the covers over Tyler right now. I'm like wrapping them because, you know, it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy a little bit, but like in an empty way because, you know, it's Christopher Nolan. So if you want to feel great, but also like, what the fuck? Like, holy shit, my mind is unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Interstellar.
Okay.
I loved it. Arrival's the same way, which you have sitting right there, so you should definitely watch it. You need to watch it like tonight. Like, we should watch it after this.
No, we're going to watch it after
okay,
this.
Cool. Okay, cool. So, my number two.
Yep.
Is one of my favorite space movies that I've ever seen. One of my favorite, like... It's been on lists before. I think it was sci-fi movies that it was on. No, it's not that one. It's Moon.
I haven't seen it. Is that the one with
Moon is
Rockwell?
With, Sam Rockwell? With Sam Rockwell. It's directed by David Bowie's son. It's fucking awesome. And it's like this. It's so we have Stranded in Space, but this is like the Stranded in Space with the isolation factor. Yeah. Like you're the only one there. You have this robot, this Kevin Spacey voice robot that's sort of helping you like a HAL. But you are the only dude there, and so it's just there is nobody, and you're living by yourself. And so that not only is it stranded in space because you're up there, and then no spoiler, like what you realize is that you're more and more alone as you go. That is pretty stranded.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also like a super like for a movie that you're sitting there watching a dude essentially walk around his house. It's entertaining. And that's hard to do. Right. Like, imagine me making a movie about Tyler walking around his house and it being awesome.
Yeah, of course. It's me walking around my house.
Yeah. Okay, stupid.
Mostly nude.
And that's what sells it. We're going to sell it to HBO or Showtime and boom.
It'll be TK. Called Ding Dongs.
Yeah. And you're just going to helicopter that thing for about 2.5 hours, maybe 2 hours and 47 minutes.
HBO loves
to beat
that shit.
Solaris.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Solaris. All right, so that is my that's my number two is Moon. I think anyone who hasn't seen it, if you didn't take my recommendation before on episode, I don't know, 1840?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
1840.
That was
the best episode
we've
had.
Yeah. Take it now because it's awesome. All right, you're number two.
The Martian. That is quintessential Stranded in Space.
Oh, yeah.
The Martian. He is stranded on Mars. Mars, right?
That might be the epitome.
The epitome.
Because literally...
He's literally stranded in space by himself.
The people that you were with literally stranded you there.
Oh, they he's there. You. Captain Guy, what's his face, is here. We gotta go. We gotta go quick. There's a storm. I thought it was cool. It is what it kind of claims to be. It's just a movie about him kind of making his way on Mars by himself and surviving and... using his science and knowledge to his benefit. And I thought it was cool.
Think about this. If they were so worried about this storm that they had to leave to get off Mars because it was going to devastate everything, why is he only like sort of covered in sand at the like when he wakes up? And like
not
really bad.
Yeah, he's just like, ah.
Are their meteorologists as bad as our meteorologists? Like, hey, it's going to be sunny and then it rains. Like that sort of thing? Okay.
Yeah, no, right. I would assume so. Their technology is as good as ours because I would assume it's in our
time. No, it's Mars technology. It's obviously way better.
Yeah, we adopted Mars technology. Yes.
It's got to be way
better. We're awesome. No, it's cool. Cool to kind of see what he does to survive and whatever. I don't know if any of that is possible or not. I would assume it is because I'm going to try it.
Dude, we're going
to... We're going to pee and poop and then hopefully grow something. I don't know if that's what you do.
Poop in the living room, plant a seed in the middle of it, and just watch it grow.
I'm just going to poop in my living room and Toby will eat it.
Yeah.
No, we'll live here. It'll be like him. No, I thought it was cool. And like the end was cool, like how they were constructing like his shuttle out with like a tarp. Like, you're getting out, and the roof of your thing is a fucking tarp.
Yeah, Ridley Scott knows how to do space, man.
Yeah, it was cool.
Riddles. Good old Riddles.
Riddles and Scott's all over the
place.
So
he's like 87.
Is he really?
How many movies is he going to make before he dies? Because he's already, like, IMDb shows him on the docket to direct, like, 3 more movies.
Is he really 87?
I'll look it up right now. He's in his 80s for sure. He might be in his 70s.
Is he legit directing, or does he have, like, some...
He might be in his 70s, but he's for sure in his 80s, man.
Huh.
Riddles Scott was born in 1937.
Same year as my mom.
So he will be 80 next year. So he's definitely for sure not 80, but he's 79.
Neither is my mom. Yep. So right. Cool. I don't know when my mom was born.
Think about that, though. Think about a guy doing his best work when he's fucking 80. It's amazing.
No, I mean, he's done some good shit.
Hell yeah, he has. Understatement of the... Of the podcast.
He's done some okay stuff.
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, passable.
His name is Ridley.
Yeah, it's passable.
Last name is Scott.
Passable.
Yeah.
So, what's your number one? Uh-oh.
No, I have it. It's Gravity, because that movie scared the poop
Gravity!
Out of me.
Gravity! You see it in IMAX?
I didn't see it in theaters. I saw it at my house.
Yeah.
So I saw like a screener of it or whatever when it came out. And that is my biggest fucking nightmare, is that entire movie. Like anywhere where you're like,
in space.
Where you're like floating in space. And Passengers had like 10 seconds of this where he's right. like, later.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm floating God. Off. That is the... I'm never going to space. Like, hands down, not going to happen. But my, for some reason, my biggest, like, illogical fear is, like, floating off. And the fact that you could, like, push off from something in space and you won't stop moving scares the dick out of me.
Forever.
Like, forever.
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 There's no end.
You could keep doing that forever. Like,
imagine you have an infinite oxygen and you would just travel through space literally forever. Until forever. Your body decided it's time to go.
This is it. Yeah. You can't. How are you gonna kill you? You take your helmet off, I guess.
But what Try if you kill didn't yourself. Have any arms? Think about it. Think about it.
Someone Think pushed you it. Off, and you have no. You're just a torso.
And they just.
And that's
just,
it.
They kept your arms.
And your suit with feeds them. You food right. and liquids, yeah. and you live for
yeah.
as long as you live. But that's is fucking terrible,
dude. The mind fuck of space in general. Is
space kept
ridiculous.
Me up as a little kid.
Yeah.
Like space, like I still don't
space
understand
space.
Space
kept me up as a fucking high schooler,
I
as
still
a college
no,
kid.
I still don't understand yeah. space. Like, it could go on forever? Forever?
It's, well, it's expanding, but...
How is it expanding?
What is expanding? Is forever expanding? Or is there an end? Like, can we hit a wall? What happens at the
Where's
end
Where's there of a wall? It? Right!
What happens at the end of it?
Scares the... It's not scary. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
But space scares me, but yeah. the there's... Like, what's that dumb movie where we're just, like, marbles? That is Men in Black or something like that, where they're just, like, playing with marbles at the end, and we're in a marble, and that's our universe?
Yep, maybe.
Yeah,
Men in Black, yeah.
That stupid kind of thing, but yes, it could be like that.
But there are infinite theoretical galaxies,
we
universes.
We don't know, and I don't like not knowing
I don't
things.
Like not knowing
either. I pride myself on how genius I am.
You are very genius. Everyone knows
I'm
this.
I'm the biggest of all geniuses. My ideas are the best.
Your IQ?
My ideas.
Your ideas.
My ideas. My IQ is the greatest.
My idea is the best. My ID. My identification is the best.
My ID, my IQ, and my ideas are the best.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Dude, space is
space
a fucking
is weird, man.
Fuck. Like, all of it.
We're obviously not alone.
Like, 2001... Ridiculous.
We're not alone.
You can't.
If it's infinite,
there's
you out there. You're out there, and me are out there doing the same thing, but talking about some stupid Earth movie.
It's like the idea of like, hey, if you put monkeys in a room with typewriters, eventually they will pen Shakespeare. Eventually, because there's only so many random numbers of keys that they can hit to where they'll eventually hit Shakespeare. You know, over the quadrillion, bajillion, whatever. It's the same thing. It's like, listen, if our universe is infinite, then there is definitely me somewhere among the quadrillion, bajillion other life forms that are at
the fuck, man.
I don't. Does not compute. Does not compute.
It's so rough.
I'm gonna have to rein it back in.
Like, why would we even
look at my phone?
Why are we even here?
Yep, I got a number one.
What's
I
the point?
I still have a number
What's
one.
The fucking point?
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy.
B. You live the life because you're just like, I'm going to lay around, poop, pee, wag my tail, do whatever, eat some food, and love whatever is around me. I...
Hell yeah.
...have more knowledge than that, than my stupid dog, than my stupid dog.
Probably.
Yeah.
Has not been confirmed.
God damn it. She probably knows more than me. I just don't understand what the fucking point is. Now we're in like space.
Yeah, we're in space.
Why are we here?
We are way the fuck out in space. All right, I'm going to rein it back in. You said you're number one.
Yeah, go right
out. I'm going to go my number one. We've already talked about it. It's The Martian. I think The Martian is the best stranded in space movie because it is 100% of it about being stranded in space. And it's about the fight to recover from being stranded in space and the lengths that you can go and all this resourcefulness, and it was just so much fun to watch. I think that's the epitome of stranded in space movies because, number one, has a Hollywood ending. Spoiler alert, if you haven't. He does not die in space.
Except
number two,
for if he dies in space.
Yeah, well, he dies the one time, but then the second time he doesn't die. Okay. But the second part is you're watching almost from cover to cover, like stranded, not giving up, whatever, like, you know, kind of movie. Mm-hmm. So that's my number one. We've already talked about it. So mine's The Martian. So honorable mentions. What you got?
I do. I only have two, I think.
Yeah. What are they?
Sunshine.
Love it. Can't talk about it, but love it.
This is one of my favorite movies.
This would have been my number one.
Literally one of my favorite movies of all time, and I didn't mention it because you don't mention it, and I don't want to mention it because you can't.
All right. It's going on the full can't touch this list then.
No, I'm fine with that.
Cool.
And
love it.
I put Solaris on here because I hadn't seen any other movies that kind of fell in this category, and whatever.
It wouldn't make it in your top five.
It would not make it in my... It shouldn't even be in my honorable mentions. Yep. It's so bad.
It's an honorable mention because you've seen it.
Just
because
I saw it, and I haven't seen a ton of these. I mean, any, like, movies we can't mention would be in here, like Alien or whatever, but... Prometheus, any of those?
Yep, can't mention Prometheus.
Right. Exactly. Those would be here. But
so yeah, so Prometheus would absolutely be in this. Like, Alien would absolutely be. Yeah. Even, like, a couple of Star Treks and Star Wars would be in this list. That's why we can't talk about them. I have a few that I think might make your list if you think about them.
Okay.
So, one honorable mention is Gravity, which you already mentioned.
Yep.
Gravity's great. It is... total stranded in space, and it's like viscerally stranded in space, like you feel like you're there, which is amazing. And it's what's his name, the guy who did Revenant and all that stuff, like, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Thank you. God, I forgot the famous director Andrew Lloyd Webber's name. But the that's the only one that we overlapped on as far as my honorable mentions. So one honorable mention that I struggled to not put in my top five, Apollo 13.
I was going to put it in my top
five. It feels like you're stranded up there because they would be if they didn't have the wherewithal to be able to push 800 buttons in the right sequence to then be able to fire the limb out to be able to land whatever. So that's one of them. Arguable, but Avatar. Because by the book, Avatar takes place on another, like, far off planet.
Yep.
You are obviously not there. You're an avatar there. But the risk is that you almost get your, like, machine shut down. So you almost, and the implication that they made was you'd be stuck as an avatar. So that's a little stranded in space because you're on this, like, far off planet and... if you're, you know, paralyzed ex-military body gets chopped into pieces, you're still an avatar. But you can't come back because you're dead in the real life. In the part where you can't walk. You can walk as an avatar, but remember when you can't walk? You're dead there.
Got it.
Last but not least, and maybe my proudest moment, Space Jam.
I was going to write Space Jam. I didn't even know. Like...
yes. Because they get taken by the aliens onto this other planet to play
basketball. I know, but I didn't know how deep we wanted to go with this stranded in space bullshit.
Dude, if they don't win, they're fucked. They're stranded right in space.
But they did.
They did win, of course. Because they had Michael Jordan.
So they weren't.
And they had Newman.
And the only reason I didn't include that is because they weren't.
Yeah.
And I guess none of these movies, like Martian, he wasn't. Gravity, she wasn't.
Yeah, true.
But, no. I'm fighting against myself, really. Because Apollo 13 should have been.
You wanted to put Space Jam on there. You know
Space
you did.
Jam, I did.
You did.
I yelled it out to Mike when he was here. Apollo 13, I did. But I was like, they're only stranded for what? Like, maybe 3 days, 4 days, 5 days?
Yeah, basketball game. A couple basketball games.
And then Apollo 13, too.
Yeah.
Not for long. Gravity, she was only in space for maybe 48 hours or whatever.
Yeah, but she was stranded there.
For 48 hours. She was stranded. Scary stranded.
She was so stranded.
Apollo 13
stranded.
Was scary stranded, though.
That's true. Yeah, well.
I'm fighting against myself. I should have named these movies. You're right.
That's
okay.
You won. No, it's okay.
No, point to you. Kevin's got
Kevin won. Tyler, 0.5. So that, I think, will do it. We've had about 100 beers today. I feel like we should end this before it gets any sloppier.
It wasn't that sloppy.
No, it wasn't. Because
I'm surprised. Because it was a really long movie, so yeah, we remained pretty sober.
It was so long.
Yeah.
So fucking long. All right, we're going to go watch Biker Boys for the third time today.
If you haven't seen it, go ahead and see it. Don't see Solaris. See Biker Boys instead. It's so much better.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you.